Case number 11124, Linda Crawford, northeast of Route 1 Coastal Highway, southeast of Heron Circle, being lot 15 within Willow Creek Development. Tax map ID 235-23.00, parcel 73.00. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Linda Crawford, 31458 Heron Circle, Lewis, Delaware.
John Crawford, 31458 Heron Circle, Lewis.
I'm John Falkenhauer, next door neighbor, 31502 Heron Circle, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay. Do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you.
How are you?
Good. Thank you. My wife and I are requesting a variance to the side of our home in Lewis. This was an existing structure when we bought, that was built, and our variance request states it was 85. Actually, it was built in 88. At that point, the house was built. It was subsequently sold. We bought it in 2004 with the intention of eventually adding on to the home on the other side. In 2010, we had plans prepared and I guess a survey done to show the location of the house, and that was given to the county for the building permit and was approved. All the surveys that have been done up over the years have all indicated that the side of the house is anywhere between 8.8 feet to 9.53 feet, I think, from instead of the 15 feet from John's property next door. We honestly had no idea until we went to get the CO that there was any issue. And the only way we would be able to fix this, I guess, would be to take 5 feet or whatever off the side of the house. Requesting variance.
All right, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
You're saying that the building existed in 1985 just the way it is now, right?
Actually, I guess it was 88 that it was built in 88. That's correct. That building, and then we added on to the other side, but the side of the structure that was built in 87 has not changed. That's
the one that's in violation, or
that's correct.
Okay,
we're not frankly sure
clear,
why. Yes.
Yeah. No other questions.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no other questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Yes, sir. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive one letter in favor.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 11124. From the testimony, the applicant, the home has been there since 1985. And there's seems to be a uniqueness to the property, which is very apparent on this survey. There's a uniqueness to the property, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It was the former owner. A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requ- request of variance is minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rippers, second by Mr. Miller, that we approve case number 11,124. All those in favor of the motion, it would be again Mr. Rickards.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye also for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills.
Aye for Mr. Rickards' reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,124 is approved.
Thank you.